afternoon here, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, ready to go for another show. Well, it's a windy day in March, isn't it? But it's a nice day. I guess you could probably call it no coat weather, because I didn't wear a coat in here. I thought it felt pretty warm to me, so it felt good coming in here. And so I hope you all are well out there and feeling all right and doing okay out there in Radio Land. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my weekend coming up. It was kind of a relaxing weekend. We didn't do too much, but we did one thing that was kind of fun, and I'll tell you about that after I thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. In fact, I'll be visiting Waldo Tire and Automotive tomorrow. They're going to be doing some maintenance on my vehicle, so I'll be seeing Mark and the gang tomorrow. So they'll be fixing me right up. I've got a new-to-me year 2000 Chevy Impala, and it's a nice vehicle inside and out. It's got 60,000 miles on it, so I'm pretty happy with it. Drove it today here to the station, and like I said, going in for some routine maintenance and get it all fixed up and ready to go. Hey, I want to tell you about my website. You can check it out, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. You can check out Offbeat News, recipes, and all kinds of things up there. The Weird Word of the Week is up there as well. Also, we want to thank the radio station. We are streaming online, and they post all of our shows up there as well at WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. Well, the wife and I, Amber and I, went down to Columbus on Saturday, and I guess it was probably because of everybody getting their stimulus. It was packed out everywhere we went. We went to Texas Roadhouse and we checked in online. You can download the app to your phone and check in online. So we got there and we didn't have a wait. We got right in, and I'll tell you what, I had one of the best steaks I have ever had. And it was just a sirloin, but man, oh man, I order them medium well. That's the way I like my steaks, medium well, and man, you talk about delicious. So that's what we did over the weekend, went down there, and then we went to the store Five and Below. You ever been into Five and Below down there? It's not too far from Texas Roadhouse, actually. It's They're next to Best Buy, I believe, at Polaris, the Polaris area, right across the street from the Polaris Mall. And so we checked that out, and then we actually went to the Polaris Mall and walked around. They have an outside area, and we walked around there, and we walked around probably about a mile's worth. My wife set the little tracker on her phone, and that always tells us how far we walk, and I believe we walked about a mile around Polaris Mall, and so we had a good time there. Got us some coffee, and it was the new brown sugar iced something or other, but it starts with brown sugar, and it's new, and it's from Starbucks. And I'll tell you what, it was really, really good. So that's what we did over the weekend. And then Sunday, we just hung out at my mom and dad's house, and she fixes a good Sunday lunch. So that's what we did over the weekend. All right, well, this is Offbeat News and Trivia, and I have some offbeat facts for you to open the program before we get to our trivia. We'll get to that momentarily. We're giving away a Family Dollar gift card today, a $5 Family Dollar gift card. First of all, I want to tell you there is a cafe in Amsterdam where children cook and serve. Kinder Cook Cafe is a family restaurant that is run entirely by children. They cook, serve, bring the bill, and wash up, all with a little help from adults. Parents leave their children in the afternoon, and when they come back, they try what the children have prepared. Also, this coffee was so important in Turkish culture that under 15th century law, a woman had the freedom to divorce her husband if he did not provide her with enough coffee. That's from weird-facts.org. You can check that fact out. And then until 1948, 7-Up contained lithium citrate, a mood stabilizer used to treat bipolar disorder. The pill lithium is still used to treat bipolar disorder, and I know that from personal experience, to tell you the truth. All right, let's open the phone lines and try to get some answers here for these trivia questions. 740-383-9944 is my phone number. That's 740-383-9944. All you have to do for a chance to win this Family Dollar gift card, which we'll give away at 4:55 this afternoon, call me and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win a Family Dollar gift card, $5 family gift card, and so that can be yours at 4:55 this afternoon if we draw your name. In what state can you find the world's largest underground cave, the 400-long Mammoth Cave System? In what state can you find the world's largest underground cave, the 400-mile-long Mammoth Cave System? Ice cream cones, hot dogs, and iced tea became popular at what city's World Fair in 1904 before the city's famous arch was built? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Mammoth Cave in Kentucky.
Mammoth Cave is in Kentucky. Have you ever been, by chance?
No, I never have.
I went one time when I was just a little kid with my parents, and they took us to one section of it, and they turned the lights out, and you couldn't even see the hand in front of your face.
Yeah.
Well, are you enjoying this windy day?
Yeah.
Pretty nice out, isn't it?
It is.
If you don't mind the wind, it's front porch weather.
Oh, yes.
Definitely so. Well, Mr. David Avery, I will sign you up for a chance to win, all right?
All right.
Well,
you.
I appreciate the phone call, and you enjoy this evening now, okay?
All right. You too.
All right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right. Ice cream cones, hot dogs, and iced tea became popular at what city's World Fair in 1904 before the city's famous arch was built? Gave you a hint there. The Iditarod is a 1,150-mile race by dog sled. Where could you see this race? The Iditarod is a 1,150-mile race by dog sled. Where could you see this race? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, you looking for St. Louis?
I'm looking for St. Louis. That is correct. Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm getting along.
Good. Is this Scott by chance?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Scott, I recognized you this week.
All right.
How's your day going by chance?
Oh, pretty good. How's yours going?
Going great. Yep, I'm enjoying the weather. Even though it's a little windy, hey, I'll take this great weather.
Yeah, it's another good kite flying day.
Sure is. Yep, absolutely. Well, you have a good evening now, and I appreciate you listening very much, and I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. There we go. What name is used for the huge tents used by traveling circuses? What name is used for the huge tents used by traveling circuses? Milk is the official drink of which American state? Milk is the official drink of which American state? Hi, we're on the air.
Alaska.
Alaska is right. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Have you been outside enjoying this weather?
Not yet.
Not yet? Well, what do you have planned? Anything in particular?
No, just walking in the woods.
Just walking in the woods. Well, that sounds nice and relaxing. Well, this is Miss Allison, right?
Yep.
Well, Miss Allison, it's always good to hear from you. And you have a good evening now, and thank you for calling, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk at you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. What did a tightrope walker cross over in 2012? My parents actually saw this. What did a tightrope walker cross over in 2012? What should you do if you get separated from your hiking buddies? What should you do if you get separated from your hiking buddies? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, you all right?
Bob, I'm great. How are you?
You're looking for the big top.
The big top is what I'm looking for. Yes, yeah, sir.
I was trying to get through on the other ones, but when I got through there.
Well, I'm glad you got through, good buddy. It's good to hear from you.
Yep. Well, had a nice weekend, huh?
Had a good weekend, yes, indeed. Yep. You had some good steak and some good food and had a good time.
Yeah, beautiful day out there.
It sure is. Isn't it just great?
Yeah, it sure is.
Boy, for March the 24th, we will take it, won't we?
I'll take anything I get this time of year.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, what's for supper tonight?
Well, something I haven't made for a long time. Oh. I'm making an open face, barbecued beef sandwich.
Open face barbecue sandwich?
Yeah. And how I do it is I take a slice of bread, put butter on it, put my mashed potatoes on it, and put some barbecue beef on top of it.
Oh, boy. Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, I haven't had anything for a long time. I was thinking about it, and that's what I'm going to make.
Man, all right. Hey, yep. We're all coming to Bob's house tonight.
Right. Yeah. Yep. I make it so some of them don't want the potatoes, and when they just put the barbecue on their bread.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, sounds good.
All right, you have a good one.
Hey, you too, Bob. Thank you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All righty. What should you... Okay, I just did that one. Which president hosted the first barbecue at the White House? Which president hosted the first barbecue at the White House? Hi, we're on the air.
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls is right. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Is this Noah?
Yes.
Well, Noah, what have you been up to today, buddy?
I've been walking in the woods with Allie.
All right. And just having a good time, right?
Yeah. Yesterday, we were playing in a bouncy house.
You played in a bouncy house? Wow.
Yeah, yesterday.
Was that at your house or somebody else's house?
Our house.
Your house had a bouncy house. Well, how fun is that? I bet you had a great time, didn't you?
Yeah, we just picked it up from Mimi and Papa's house.
All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of great fun. It's sure is a nice day, isn't it?
Yep.
All right, Mr. Noah. Well, you have a good evening, and thanks for calling me, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you next time, all right?
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Which president hosted the first barbecue at the White House? Which planet is Earth's closest neighbor? Which planet is Earth's closest neighbor? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, you stay put and call for help.
Yes, indeed. And that's what you should do if you get separated from your hiking buddies. I've actually gotten lost when I was a kid at Delaware State Park, and I think I roamed around, which is not what you're supposed to do, but eventually my dad found me, but I'll tell you what, I was scared to death. And this is Miss April, right?
Yep.
All right. Are you having a good day?
No, not too good today.
Not too good today. Well, that is too bad. Well, I hope it gets better for you this evening, and I hope you have a better one tomorrow.
Me too.
Well, maybe you'll win. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll put you in the stack, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling and listening. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. We have to take a quick break. If you can't get through, why, just redial. And I'll put you on hold, and we'll be with you momentarily. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
4:32 is the time, and I believe we have a caller on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
Wisconsin
is right. Milk is the official drink of that American state. Very good. Is this Mr. Lucas?
Yeah.
Well, Lucas, how is your day going? Are you doing all right today?
Yeah, but most stories of the 2 days I have just been right in the four-way-wall.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it sure is a nice day out today, isn't it?
Yeah.
And are you going to be spending the evening outside?
Sort of yes, sort of no.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll put you in the stack for a chance to win. Thank you for calling, and you have a nice evening now, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk at you next time. Bye-bye.
Adios.
All righty. 740-383-9944 is my number. Call and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in for a chance to win a Family Dollar gift card. All right. When gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? When gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? What tool do people use to get the best view of the moon and stars in the sky? What tool do people use to get the best view of the moon and stars in the sky? And how much time passes between one high tide in the ocean and the next? How much time passes between one high tide in the ocean and the next? Hi, we're on the air.
Venus is Earth's closest neighbor.
Yes, Venus is Earth's closest neighbor. Well, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. What you been up to today?
School again.
School again? Well, how's everybody doing? All right?
Yeah.
I imagine you probably make a good teacher.
I don't know about that.
I
try.
Yeah, you try. I'll tell you, I was always very bad at math. How are you at math?
I'm not that great. I'm kind of learning all over again.
Yeah, yeah. I can do pluses and minuses if I've got my calculator on my phone.
Yeah, we're doing fractions right now.
Oh, fractions.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I hated fractions.
<Me too. laughs>
Well, good luck to you. All right. Well, I'll put you in the drawing, and you enjoy this nice evening now, all right?
All right. You.
Thanks for calling and listening. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Miss Ashley checking in with us. It's 4:35. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, sitting in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio. Glad to be talking to you today here on your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH. Phone lines are open. If you'd like to take a shot at one of these questions, we'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win a gift card to Family Dollar. I don't think I've ever given away a gift card to Family Dollar before, and I've been here for a while now. So this is something new. I think do we have two or three Family Dollars here in good old Marion, Ohio? I'm not sure. But anyways, that's what we're giving away today. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, telescope.
A telescope, right. Well, Miss Becky, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you, Nate?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I'm enjoying the weather today.
Yeah, we were too early. But
yeah.
Now we're sitting in the house for a little bit.
Well,
so
hey.
Listening to you.
I'm glad you got your radio on. I appreciate it. Glad you got your dial locked in.
Yeah.
Well, you enjoy this weather. I think it's going to rain tomorrow.
It's supposed to rain this evening, I think.
Okay, all right. So we got rain ahead of us, but I think maybe less of a percent chance on Friday. Maybe a 20% chance or something on Friday.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll just be a one shot day or something like that.
I hope so.
Yeah. Right. Well, hey, I appreciate the call very, very much, and you have a good evening now, all right?
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate all the phone calls coming in here today very, very much, and you guys make the show. You guys are the stars of the show. Appreciate the regulars that phone in. And I appreciate the newbies that phone in as well. So if you're a regular or if you're a new caller, hey, I appreciate you all. Lighten up my lines at 740-383-9944. All right. I have some offbeat news right here ready to go for you. An auction house announced an entire 11-acre island in the Scottish Highlands will be auctioned online with a starting bid of $111,700. Auctioneers Furnish Future Property in Deer Island on Scotland's west coast is a space that can be enjoyed with zero chance of intrusion. Property manager Stephen McCluskey said the island is being sold for the first time after being owned by the same family for the past 500 years. The closest island, Elianshona, is owned by Vanessa Branson, sister of British businessman Richard Branson. They use that as a business. Elianshona is bigger, significantly bigger, but they've got chalets and a retreat there with a number of celebrities go and stay, McCluskey told CNN. Deer Island, by comparison, is an undeveloped as can be. It's rocks and trees, really, at the moment. There's nothing on it. Never has been built anything on it. So you can own this island for a starting bid of $111,700. But I'm sure it'll go up from there when it's up for auction. So if you've got some stimulus money, no, your stimulus money won't get you $111,000, I don't think, unless you have a lot of kids. If you had a lot of kids, maybe close to that, huh? No, I don't know. A 17-year-old Montana girl who studied business administration at California Intercontinental University has become the youngest American in history to earn a doctorate. Kimberly Strabel, 17, of Great Falls, Montana, beautiful town, I've been there, said she presented her dissertation virtually and was awarded a doctorate in business administration with an emphasis in global leadership. I'm the third youngest in world history to ever get a doctorate in any subject, the youngest in all world history to ever get a doctorate in business, and the youngest in American history to get a doctorate in any field, Strabel said. She said she is looking forward to starting her career. Strabel said achieving runs in her family. Her older sister earned a master's degree just days after turning 18, and her three younger siblings have all expressed an interest in getting their degrees at a young age. A cherry crossbred, you know, a cherry like you eat, a cherry crossbred by the University of Bologna in Italy. That's right, there is a University of Bologna, was dubbed the heaviest in the world by Guinness World Records after weighing in at 0.93 ounces. The sweet Stephanie Cherry, grown in agricultural firm as part of a partnership with the University of Bologna, stood out due to its large size after the harvest in June 2020. Officials quickly began the process of seeking a Guinness World Record for the cherry, and it weighed 0.93 ounces, beating the previous record of 0.84 ounces. The university said the cherry, they had to rush to get the cherry weighed and prepare paperwork for Guinness because the cherry was not expected to have a long shelf life. We have devoted more than 10 years to the research and development of this family of cherries. This great achievement makes us very proud as it shows the relevance of the work we did, they said. So there you go. Do you like cherries on top of your sundaes or your banana splits? Boy, I do. I love a good cherry on top of my banana splits. Used to, when Steak and Shake had their dining room open, I don't know if it's open yet or not. It was closed due to the pandemic, but they put a cherry on top of their shakes out there. Boy, you talk about good. Well, it's time for On This Day in History. We are at March the 24th. In the year 1629 in Virginia, the first game law was passed in the American colonies. 1664, a charter to colonize Rhode Island was granted to Roger Williams in London. 1720, in Paris, banking houses closed due to financial crisis. 1765, Britain passed the Quartering Act that required the American colonies to house 10,000 British troops in public and private buildings. 1792, Benjamin West became the first American artist to be selected president of the Royal Academy of London. On this date in 1828, the Philadelphia and Columbia Railway was authorized as the first state-owned railway. 1848, a state of siege was proclaimed in Amsterdam. 1868, Metropolitan Life Insurance Company was formed. 1878, the British ship Eurydice sank, killing 300. 1880, the first Hale Insurance Company was incorporated in Connecticut. It was known as Tobacco Growers Mutual Insurance Company. And finally, on this date in 1882 in Berlin, German scientist Robert Koch announced the discovery of the tuberculosis germ bacillus. There we go. Old Nate has trouble with tuberculosis. My goodness, he'll get it out one of these days. 4:44 is the time. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and I'll go over the trivia that I have left for you, and you can call in for a chance to win a Family Dollar gift card. My number is 740-383-9944. We'll take some more calls after the break, and we'll come back and check and see if there's anything in the mailbox today. There may be, there may be not. We will see when we come back. You are tuned in to Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH. We are streaming online, too, at WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. My website for this show is RadioNate.webs.com. That's RadioNate.webs.com. If you get a chance, check it out. There's recipes up there. There's offbeat news and anything else you'd want to see at RadioNate.webs.com. We'll be right back.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
It is time for What's That in the Mailbox? And yes, indeed, looky there, there's something in the mailbox today. You can email the mailbox anytime, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Send your questions on over. I'll answer them on the air. Today we hear from Bruce, and it says, Dear Nate, what's your favorite thing about spring? Well, Bruce, that's a good question. My favorite thing about spring is getting flowers for the front of my house. I used to plant them, but they don't grow real well in the soil in front of my house, so we switched to hanging baskets. So we have a bunch of shepherd's hooks, and we hang the hanging baskets out there in front of our house, and they just look so beautiful. So flowers is one of my favorite things about spring. I just love the flowers, and I'm always looking forward to that frost-free date, which is, I believe, May the 15th. But usually right around Mother's Day is the big time to get flowers. They have big flower sales around Mother's Day. So that's about the time to get the flowers. So, Bruce, there's the answer to your question. It's my favorite thing about spring is getting flowers. Absolutely love it. All right, let's see if we can get a few more questions answered here at 740-383-9944. All you have to do for a chance to win a Family Dollar gift card is call and answer one of these trivia questions. I will put you in the drawing. And we'll find out who the winner is coming up here at 4:55. Which president hosted the first barbecue at the White House? Which president hosted the first barbecue at the White House? When gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? When gazing at the night sky, what do people often mistake for stars? And how much time passes between one high tide in the ocean and the next? How much time passes between one high tide in the ocean and the next? Can you tell me that? Those are the trivia questions we are looking for next. And all you need to do for a chance to win a Family Dollar gift card, give me a call, 740-383-9944. We have just about 5 minutes left before we do the drawing. And you could be the big winner today. And by the way, how we do this, we send this through the mail to you. You don't have to worry about coming into the station to pick it up. I will send this directly to you through the mail if you're our big winner today. All right. Head with me now, if you will, down this long hallway. Use your imagination, of course. Down this long hallway, make a right, and I have these comfortable chairs seated. And, of course, they're socially distanced, as they're supposed to be. And it's my classroom here. On my chalkboard, I have written this week's weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is foozle. Foozle. F-O-O-Z-L-E. Foozle. Foozle is a verb. And the definition is to bungle or play clumsily. It entered English in the late 1850s. So, do your kids foozle? Do they bungle or play clumsily? It seems like when I was a kid, I was always falling. And a lot of that was I had trouble with my right ankle. I still do to this day. Every once in a while, it'll just twist and give out on me and down I'll go. So I would play clumsily back when I was a kid, and my ankle would just give out and go. So I guess I would foozle when I was a kid as well. So that is our weird word of the week this week. You can drop that into conversation and get people talking, and they'll say, "What in the world are you talking about?" You can say, "Well, it means to bungle or play clumsily." So there you go. You can expand your knowledge of the English language. All right, I've got some more offbeat news for you right here. An Ohio seventh grader broke a Guinness World Record by sinking 52 free throws in basketball in 1 minute, besting the previous record by 12. Ava Petriez, a seventh grader at Jefferson Junior High in Toledo, said she was inspired to pursue the Guinness World Record for most free throws in 1 minute after her trainer, Anthony Marocca, said the male version of the record. After Anthony broke the men's, he gave me the idea to break the women's, so I looked into it. It was 40, and I said, "Okay, that's doable," Petrius told the TV station. In my first try, I got 36, and I knew I was going to break it. Petrius sank 52 free throws in 1 minute during her official attempt. "I'm in the gym at least a couple days a week. It just feels good to be working on it every single day. It's awesome with the age of being 13 and breaking it. And the basketball career is just getting started for her. I don't really think there's a ceiling, especially with the skills that she has," her trainer said, "because she can do more than just shoot. But as a shooter, I would say she's got to be one of the best junior high shooters in the world." So she set the record, 52 free throws in basketball in 1 minute. Police in Britain said officers were dispatched to help members of the public capture an escaped goat that was spotted chasing vehicles and joggers on a busy road. Yes, indeed. Chased by a goat. How about that? The Derbyshire Constabulary's Safer Neighborhood Policing Team for Melbourne and surrounding areas said police were contacted around 11:35 a.m. Thursday about a loose goat chasing cars and joggers on Swarkstone Road. Members of the public helped the first officer on the scene grab the goat and hold it by the horns until a second officer arrived to help transport the animal. Police said officers were able to identify the goat's owner, and the animal was safely returned to its enclosure. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, I think about the tide. I think it's from one high tide until the next high tide.
Right. Yeah, that would be correct. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good. Is this Eva?
Yes.
All right, Eva. It's good to hear from you. How's your day going? Pretty good?
Okay.
Good, good. Well, I will put you in the drawing, and I appreciate the phone call very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. And we are down to just a few seconds, and we are going to shuffle these names up and find out who the big winner is going to be today. Appreciate everybody that gave us a call. Thank you very much. I appreciate it so much, everybody that phoned in and signed up for a chance to win this Family Dollar gift card. And that is what we are giving away today. All righty, it is now officially 4:55 on a Wednesday afternoon on Offbeat News and Trivia, and we are shuffling everything around, and we are going to pull something out of the stack here and find out who the winner is. Flip it over. The winner for today is April. April, congratulations. You win the Family Dollar gift card. So we will get that sent out to you through the mail. We do appreciate everybody that called in. Thanks to Noah. Thanks to Bob. Thanks to Allison. Thank you, Eva. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, David. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Lucas, for calling the program today. And of course, thank you, April, and congratulations again for winning the Family Dollar gift card for today. I appreciate everybody phoning in on this windy Wednesday. That's what it is, right? A windy Wednesday. And I hope you all aren't blowing away out there. And I appreciate you listening to the program very much. Well, we have enough time to do our Ladies' Corner. And we have a recipe here today, Philadelphia Classic Cheesecake. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. Scroll down and you'll see a picture and the recipe there. Here's what you need for Philadelphia Classic Cheesecake. 1 1/2 cups graham cracker crumbs, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1/3 cup butter or margarine melted, 4 packages, 8 ounces each of cream cheese softened, 1 cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 4 eggs. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 325. Combine graham crumbs, 3 tablespoons of sugar and butter. Press on the bottom of 9-inch springform pan. Beat cream cheese, 1 cup sugar, and vanilla with mixer until blended. Add eggs, 1 at a time, mixing on low speed after each just until blended. Pour over crust. Bake 55 minutes or until center is almost set. Run knife around rim of pan to loosen cake. Cool before removing rim. Refrigerate cheesecake for 4 hours. And there you have Philadelphia Classic Cheesecake. And again, you can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and it'll pop up. While you're at Radio Nate on Facebook, if you would click the like button for me, I would appreciate that very, very much if you would do that for me. All right, we have just a couple of minutes left in the program, And I will give you some more offbeat facts here that I happen to have that are quite interesting, I think. Check this out. During the smallpox epidemic in Boston, it was an enslaved African man named Onesimus who first brought the procedure of inoculation to Boston, reducing mortality rate to only 2%. From him, the practice of inoculation spread throughout the colonies, saving thousands of lives and laid the foundation for the development of vaccines. So there you go, another offbeat fact for you. I want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. They are at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their telephone number is 740-726-2155, 740-726-2155. My website is radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And in the next couple of days, you can listen to this program again at wwgh1071.com. On the menu, just click Archives and scroll until you see Offbeat News and Trivia. Click on that. You can listen to every single show I've done, okay? So, but if you'd like to listen to this show again, it'll be available in just a couple of days. WWGH1071.com. We also stream live there. Until next Wednesday afternoon, I'll talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.